Okay. So take your attention to your outward breath. Just soft, gentle eyes as you notice your outward breath. The inward breath just flows easily and naturally with the abundance of life itself. So it's the outward breath that we're going to give our gentle, soft-eyed attention to. For those who are new, then soft, smiling eyes are what you have when you look at a newborn baby, usually sleeping, or when they smile, or a kitten or a puppy playing, they're just perfect. And so is our breath. So soft, smiling eyes. Paying gentle attention to our outward breath. Think of a tall tree with its roots deep in the ground, and just imagine, just intend for you to get taller like that tree on your outward breath. And more rooted into the ground and yet taller at the same time on that outward breath. Notice how, as we pay gentle attention to it, we can start to feel the bottom of our ribs moving way down low. Just feel those ribs starting to move. They kind of have a flaring in and out movement. The ribs kind of expand on the in-breath and push in on the out-breath. Don't try and make anything happen. We know from everything that we do that trying too hard gets in the road. So just notice the very bottom and side of your ribs, the very bottom of your ribs at the side of your body, starting to push in with that outward breath. And then open up with the inward breath, but the focus is on the outward breath and the push of the ribs in. Smiling a little with your eyes. And notice the pause that is just starting to happen at the bottom of the outward breath. A pause, a tiny pause where you feel like you don't even need to breathe at all for a moment. And the beautiful flare of your ribs on the inward breath. And the push of the ribs in for your outward breath. Just notice that pause that's happening there for a moment. Don't worry if your ribs feel a little stuck, if you're not getting that real flare in and out yet. I'm going to give you a lesson in your next seminar about releasing. What's behind the breath being a bit sticky? Or not as easy as you want it to be. Just gently focus on the outward breath. Notice how there's almost an extra push of the ribs in to get that last little bit of air out of your breath. Get that last little bit of air out of your lungs. And it's kind of that extra push that brings in that pause. For those of you who are new, I yawn a lot when I'm working with a group of people, and that yawning helps me release the energy of the connection, release any extra energy that I'm experiencing from the connection with everyone. Now, what is so special about that pause? Notice the opportunity for wisdom in that pause. Just, even if it's just for the tiniest moment. Notice the opportunity to use this breath and this pause to quieten your mind and access your inner wisdom. Smiling, soft eyes, and the outward breath. And noticing the way that your ribs are just gently pushing inwards to just push that last little bit of breath out of your lungs. And notice how that feeling, now just imagining that you're getting taller with each outward breath. That your roots of your tall tree are more strongly grounded into the earth. As you feel taller with every breath, with every outward breath. Notice for some of you that you'll actually want to position your pelvis a little differently to ground the tree roots deeper into the earth and to get taller with every outward breath. And notice the softness through your tailbone. You're not actually trying to make yourself taller, you're just allowing your imagination to show you the way. Every outward breath just pushing those ribs in. Allowing your ribs to squeeze that last bit of breath out. And noticing the pause where that's happening naturally. And noticing that opportunity for wisdom. In that pause, this can be, if you want it to be, the pause can be, if you want it to be, your instant access into a quiet mind. Your instant access into the wisdom of your quiet mind. Where you can hear your horse clearly. Where you can get answers from your quiet mind. For anything that's going on in the moment. And feel what that feels like throughout your whole body. To know that this pause that last little bit of push out as your ribs flex inwards. It's your access to your inner wisdom. Mm. And for some of you, it could be happening now. And for others, it will happen when you're ready. You can actually feel your ribs starting to act like a bellows. A bellows is that fire tool that you use to push more air out. The handles come out just like your ribs come out to let the air in, and then the handles push in just like your ribs are pushing in to get that last little bit of air out of your lungs, and then sweetly opening up again to allow the air to come in. Just push. I'll share with you after this how I found my ribs flaring like that, because it's a cute little story. It didn't happen in a quiet mind. Just smiling and paying gentle attention to that out-breath and the way the ribs are pushing in and allowing that pause to develop naturally. And knowing the opportunity for that inner wisdom in that pause. Feeling the softness through your back and your tailbone. As all of this is happening. Good job. Now, if you've been working with your eyes closed, keep your attention on that outward breath as you gently open your eyes. Still got that beautiful flex. And push through the lungs. And feel how the pause is still there. Still there with your eyes open. Feel how the roots of your tree go deeper into the ground as you grow taller with your out-breaths. Just imagine it. Don't try and do it. Just notice that it's happening. Notice the pause. And notice that opportunity for inner wisdom in that pause. Okay, I'm feeling like that's enough for one day. When you've settled and feel settled with this, with your eyes closed and your eyes open, I'll set this recording up so that you can separate it out from the rest of the seminar, and I'll put it up on the Extra Lessons from Jenny on the forum, so that you can access just this quiet mind for breathing as often as you want to. And when you're settled with it here, seated, then get up from your chair and start walking around. Feeling the movement of your ribs. Noticing the pause. And allowing that inner wisdom, that opportunity for inner wisdom to flow in that pause when you're moving around as well. Then for me, I took this out to my morning walk, to my floating that I do that's kind of in between a walk and a run, and then even to my running, then to my horse. Actually, I took it out to my horse before I took it out to my walking and running. Accessing that inner wisdom, accessing my inner wisdom in that pause has enabled me to separate impulse from action. It's enabled me to feel something when I'm working with my horse and actually ground myself into my breath and allow the wisdom to flow that brings an easier, more flowing kind of answer. You know, there's times when our answers just flow and there's times when we need to sit back and do a quiet mind. This breathing has enabled me to find the flowing answer more often and more easily. So have fun with that, folks.